This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Revelation, and in case you haven't heard, COVID-19 rarely spreads through surfaces. It's not the surfaces, people. It is the airborne transmission. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how's it shaking in your world? Wherever you hail from, I hope you are safe and sound. So, yes, now with talk about these mutants and the double mutant and these variants, which is part of that, and I'll explain. Suddenly more people are saying, oh, so coronavirus is in the air and that there's too much focus on the surface. Yeah, it's in the air. And so that's where you look for that. That's why the masking is the deal. And that's so important. Of course, social distancing, of course, washing your hands, of course, doing all that. Absolutely. But public health agencies in the beginning, there was some emphasis on the surfaces a little bit, but there was the threat. Remember, packages wipe everything down. And it's not to say that you might not still do that, but it's confusing people. And I guess it still is confusing people. So let's clear it up. According to every credible source that I have seen, whether it's Johns Hopkins University or whether it's the CDC or pick your place of favorite public health agency. Now that we are well into over a year of this, the evidence is very clear. The coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 is transmitted predominantly through the air. People talking, breathing out large droplets and small particles called aerosols. So there you go. Catching the virus from surfaces, plausible a little bit, but rare. So understand that word, rare, rare, rare. It is the air. It is the air, and that is very, very clear. I mean, even in New York City, where if you look at Manhattan, a lot of people have left for the fear of what's in the air. The New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority has said that the sanitation costs are close to $380 million between now and 2023. I mean, even last year, they asked the federal government for advice on whether to focus solely on aerosols. They were told to concentrate on fomites, too. And they've directed more resources toward cleaning surfaces than tackling aerosols. But now that it's agreed upon that certainly we know this, that the virus transmits through the air in both large and small droplets, efforts to prevent spread need to focus on improving ventilation or installing tested air purifiers and doing the mask thing and the safe distance. That's why that. So watch the air. That's absolutely where this poison lies, so much of it. And you look at, we've got pandemic fatigue run wild, and we have mutations in the virus that have made it more contagious and possibly more deadly, and we're seeing surges in some places. In Michigan, there's now, they say, a different kind of patient. And so what is the different kind of patient? The different kind of patient is people who are younger, for one. People who didn't test positive, who felt like they were young and healthy and immune. They weren't overweight, and they didn't have any underlying condition. So that's pretty scary, right? The mutations in the coronavirus have made it more contagious and possibly more deadly. So when the variant is more virulent, it's more infectious. It's easier to catch. If you're tired of wearing masks, you go out, you see no social distancing, the lack of masks, the virus is invisible. And so you could be walking through a cloud of COVID. I mean, you could. You don't know. So that's the thing with this. I know we hate it. I know we're tired of it. All of us, yes. But it's chilling to see what's happening. And now that you've got this variant detected in all 50 states, according to the CDC, it really is the time that you don't know you're doing that. The Texas Rangers took some big heat because they sold over 38,000 tickets to their home opener. It's one of the first full-capacity sporting events in a year. And you had masking up signs everywhere. People couldn't walk in without a mask. However, there was videos galore all over the Internet of people not wearing a mask. They were sitting close to other people and eating hot dogs and doing the things you normally do at baseball games and the things that we all miss. Or some of us miss anyway, and they were not masked up. It's interesting because Texas Governor Greg Abbott did away with the mask restrictions last month and allowed businesses to open at 100% capacity. And it was surreal for the players. They were excited. They felt like this was like brand new because now you have all these fans and you didn't have a paper cutout crowd, and you didn't have just a little bit of people in the stands. You had a whole lot of people in the stands. So the website said wear the mask required at the game except when eating or drinking or in that position where you were doing that. But there was lots of videos that showed people that weren't masked. Will it be a super spreader event? Boy, I sure hope not. Oh, I would hate to see that. Hang with us.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I can't do a good Russian accent. We would be talking about Vladimir Putin signing a law that allows him to run for 2 more terms as Russia's president. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, is he going to be 110 and still be president? Give me a break. I think there are some reasons why he wants to be president. One, he didn't have the legs to be in the storied ballet. Two, he knew he could get a better price on vodka. Three, he knows where all the bodies are buried, and he's not going to turn over the list to anyone, and they're too afraid to ask. Four, he needs to pose again, where he has a better angle on his barrel chest on a horse that appears in magazines across the world because he's so physically fit and he wants everybody to know. Beyond that, there's 20 more reasons why Putin wants to remain Russia's president. And he has seriously signed a law paving the way for him to run for 2 more presidential terms that would extend his rule until 2036. He turned 69 this year. He's serving his 4th presidential term, which ends in 2024. So the new legislation was announced on Monday. It would allow him to serve 2 more 6-year terms should he choose to stand for and win re-election both times. So that new law formalizes the results of last year's referendum on amendments to Russia's constitution. And it resets the clock on Putin's term limits. Remember, Putin's effort to stay in power included a job swap with his prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, in 2008, I think it was, returning to the presidency in 2012. And then, of course, there was mass protests and lots of criticism over that. Nothing happens. Thousands of people protested across Russia over the jailing of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who was detained in January on return to the country 5 months after he was poisoned with a nerve agent. So anti-corruption campaigner Navalny has been a thorn in Putin's backside for years, with a recent video that purports to expose an extravagant secret palace on Russia's Black Sea coast, he said was built for the president, attracting millions of views on YouTube. Oh, Navalny, of course, was flown to Germany for emergency treatment following that poisoning in Siberia last year. And then he was ordered by Putin and carried out by agents of the security service, right? Wink, wink. The Kremlin, of course, has denied the allegations. And following his return to Russia, he was detained, Navalny, that is, and imprisoned for 2.5 years for breaching parole conditions relating to a 2014 case. Can you imagine being in any Russian prison? He is being held at a penal colony in Pokrov, east of Moscow, where he's been on a hunger strike. Uh-huh. So, looking at that thing with Putin, it, just another reason why it's good to be in the United States of America. As much as we can tear, and people do, tear the Constitution apart or defend it to the death, their view of the Constitution, I like what the Founding Fathers put together. I like term limits. Can you imagine? I mean, he's already been in control for 2 decades in Russia, and that would extend him through 2036. And you got to ask yourself, how much do you trust Putin? How much do you trust Putin? What did Joe Biden say? He's a killer. He is a killer. But whatever you want to term it, diplomatically, Russia has to be dealt with. So this means Putin has to be dealt with, because he's going to continue. I mean, that's what's going to happen. He's not going to, with the term limit thing, it just means that it's more of the same. I mean, he's paved the way for him to be president for life, and that's it. So he's the leader. He's who ever is in power in the United States, or who serves as president, they have to deal with Putin. And every time you think you know some of the moves of Russia, and sanctioned probably by Putin, something else happens that maybe shouldn't surprise us, but you see it, and you just say, the Navalny thing was horrific. But he doesn't want Navalny out there spouting anything or showing any kind of info that he has that would paint him in a bad light. But because people are watching Navalny, it makes it a lot trickier for Putin to get away with too much. I mean, again, of course, all's fair in love and war in Russia. I mean, that's the truth. People disappear. Things happen. And now it's a question of the rest of the world dealing with Russia. And the same leader with the same thoughts and the same way, I'll call it, of ruling. And listen, I know people that have lived in Russia. And I knew 2 basketball players that played in Russia. And they told me some chilling stories. One, I guess, wouldn't be a surprise. They had to have like 3 locked doors. And when they went in the building, you ran through those locked doors and slammed them shut. I mean, it truly is that super, super haves and that are feeding the beast. And then the super, super have nots and not too much in between, a little in between, depending on what you can do for the government. But still, if we were to have an enemies list, Russia would have to be in the top five. I mean, I could think of a few others that would be there too, but that have to be in the top five. All right, this story, of course, is huge. The trial of Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd, a big moment in the second week. The Minneapolis police chief said that he rejected Chauvin's actions and use of force during the arrest of Floyd last May as contrary to what department policy is. He said, and these are quotes, once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that, that should have stopped. He said there was an initial reasonableness in trying to get him under control in the first few seconds. But once there was no longer any resistance, and clearly when Mr. Floyd was no longer responsive and even motionless, to continue to apply that level of force to a person proned out, handcuffed behind their back, that in no way, shape, or form is anything that is by policy. It is not part of our training. It is certainly not part of our ethics or our values. In particular, the chief said, kneeling on Floyd for 9 minutes and 29 seconds was a violation of the policies around de-escalation, objectively reasonable use of force, and the requirement to render aid. Minneapolis policy at the time allowed for some neck restraints, but what the former officer Chauvin did was not appropriate, according to the chief. You know, looking at an image of Chauvin's position on Floyd. And he was on the stand for a while. And they talked about the training program of the department and talked about officers being taught to use their arms when doing neck restraints. I mean, this is at the heart of the defense's argument that Chauvin acted within his police training and employed an appropriate use of force. So this is just week two of this trial. The first week of the trial centered on a blow-by-blow breakdown of Floyd's last day. And it moves from there. It will continue for weeks, I guarantee it. All right, stay with us. We are bouncing to the man cave next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One federal agency is proposing a halt on all foreclosures until 2022. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau made the proposal Monday, saying that millions of Americans are behind on their mortgages because of the economic impact of the pandemic. The CFPB would move to create a pre-foreclosure review period that would prevent mortgage holders from starting foreclosure proceedings until next year. The agency is also proposing what they're calling guardrails for the loan servicers, so financial companies don't take a major hit as a result of the new rule. The CFPB says that nearly 3 million homeowners are currently behind on their mortgages. And for the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border has reached its highest levels in at least 15 years. New data shows that U.S. Customs and Border Protection took more than 170,000 migrants into custody last month. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says things are only getting worse for border communities. He tells Fox News that the Biden administration's policies have led to the current surge.
It truly is getting worse, and we're seeing the messaging continuing, the collapse of resources, the infrastructure collapse, the enforcement, the CBP's out doing processing, administrative work, opening up the border when it comes to the security concept of this. So the impact felt by communities, by sheriffs, by law enforcement, by our state, border states, it's getting worse. It truly is. And the public safety side of this and the humanitarian side, which I read every day of people dying on this border, trying to get across it, the journey up here by the kids and being sexually assaulted, it's not a good scenario.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Wow, in the man cave, we would certainly be talking about Baylor. This is the big story of March Madness. Baylor toppling Gonzaga for their first national title, 86-70. Nobody paying attention to the Baylor Bears. They were a good team, and I'm not saying they didn't get any respect, but it was all about Gonzaga, and I myself kept saying, Gonzaga, Gonzaga, Gonzaga. Listen, lots of different shows across the country had me on for my bracket knowledge. Yeah, right. And I did say, for many, many reasons, why Gonzaga was going to be the national winners. And they looked incredible through the tournament. They looked incredible heading up to the tournament. But then they met the Baylor Bears, and they were amazing. They really were. They were better right from the opening tip. I mean, they jumped out to a 9-0 lead, then 11-1. Then it turned into 29-10. And you had only 10 minutes into the game. So it's not that Gonzaga didn't have a couple of runs throughout, but they cut the lead to 10 by halftime. That's what Gonzaga did. And to single digits in the second half. But Baylor always had the bigger turnovers, the runs, etc. They made 10 three-pointers, just had a big game on the boards. The rebounds were such a big key. They had more shot attempts, just all the way around. This was Baylor's moment. Boom. I mean, the haters were silenced, and the Bears are dancing. And it's their first national title program in history. I mean, in history. It's just crazy. This is sports. You know, this is the madness of March. Anything can happen. It's aptly named. When Scott Drew took the Baylor deal before the 2003-2004 season, they were at the lowest of low. And they made just one NCAA tournament since 1950. And now the Bears, boom, clinch it. So you think 18 years this coach said it was about winning championships, and then finally they get there and they do it. So
Yeah, we would be talking a lot, and we are talking a lot about the Bears. And I did get a couple of emails from a few of you Baylor Bears. I know a lot of people that went to Baylor, including my cousin John Fitzgerald. Shout out to him in Chicago. He was always telling me about, oh, the Baylor this and Baylor that. But we never talked about Baylor men's hoops. Certainly the women's program was extraordinary. And this is excellent. I mean, they spoiled Gonzaga's undefeated season to win that title. So congratulations to the Baylor Bears. Are we going to bounce around a little bit in the old man cave? Big news about the Texas Rangers, because the Texas Rangers had their stadium open for full capacity, Globe Life Stadium, for their home opener. And a lot of people upset by that, and they're let off many news organizations' first stories out of the gate because they were talking about people being masked and not masked. And the thing that was said at the stadium is wear the mask and do the distancing, even though your seats might be next to somebody. But apparently some people didn't get that memo, because there was lots of video that was floating around that showed people were unmasked. So what does this mean? I think all eyes are going to be on Texas to see if anything comes of it, meaning does anybody get sick? Does anybody get COVID, and does it become a spreader event? Because this is really the first big sporting event where it's wide, meaning it's not limited. So there wasn't 50% capacity or less. I mean, it was game on, you are welcome, but you have to wear a mask. And I think to get in, you had to wear a mask. But then while people were floating around the stadium, a lot of them weren't paying attention to that. The Rangers did lose, by the way, and they fall to 1-3 at the hands of the Blue Jays, who have had an incredible left-handed pitcher who did a lot of damage early in the game. So, and their bats did the talking. So 6-2 was the final in that game. There certainly were a slew of others. There was another game that was so lopsided it was crazy. The Minnesota Twins beat the Tigers 15-6. And Nelson Cruz hit a grand slam after a near miss and had a solo homer and a double. So it just had an incredible game, and that was a big difference there. The Yankees blanked the Orioles 7-0. I mean, it was all Yankees at home. Boom. Otherwise, the Phillies beat the Mets. They're off to a 4-0 start, 5-3. They rallied for that win. A throwing error by Mets third baseman Guillaume added to the go-ahead runs, and that was all she wrote. The Red Sox pull out a big win over the Rays, 11-2. The Cubbies are 3-1. They beat the Brew Crew, 5-3. Yes, baseball is back. And this is just the beginning of the season. We'll dive deeper into baseball when we go into the man cave, certainly here and there as we do that. In the NFL, with the draft coming up, there are some moves being made, including the Jets trading quarterback Sam Darnold to the Panthers for 3 picks. So they think 3 picks are better than Sam. 3 years after saying he was the franchise savior, boom, he's done. To Carolina he goes. There was a lot of speculation about trading him, or is he going to stay, or what's going to happen. So what do they get in exchange? The number 3 overall pick in the 20, in return for Darnold, the number 3 overall pick. The Jets received 3 picks, a 6th-rounder in the 2021 draft later this month, a 2nd-rounder and 4th-rounder in 2022. So, will the Jets select quarterback at number 2 overall? I'm thinking that might be what they do because of ditching Sam. So, the Panthers felt like they had to do something. They've been looking to upgrade from quarterback Teddy Bridgewater since the end of last season. The Panthers offered Bridgewater and the number 8 overall pick to the Lions for Matt Stafford, who ultimately, of course, was traded to the Rams. So that's where all that sits. This is where it gets interesting, the whole trade. Who gets traded for what picks? And then in the end, you don't know how those picks are going to turn out, usually until years down the road. Sometimes the diamond in the rough becomes the superstar on a team, and he was just part of a lower grade trade, I'll say, and then a lower pick, I guess, and then they end up being the star of the show. Those are my favorite stories. I mean, my favorite stories, no question about that. I bouncing around on the floor of the NBA because we just had March Madness, so the pro stuff, of course, was happening. There was a slew of games on a Monday, and then a couple of interesting stories, including a return, James Harden. James Harden's return for the Brooklyn Nets was pretty short-lived. He played just 4 minutes before he was ruled out in the win against the Knicks because of right hammy tightness, so hamstring tightness. And his brief return came after the Nets' two-game slide after he missed the past two games while dealing with the same tightness. So that's the slide, the tightness. And before the game, Brooklyn's coach Steve Nash said Harden would be on a minutes restriction and the team would monitor him throughout the night because they weren't going to take any chances. Hamstrings can be nasty in hoop especially. I mean, look, the Nets have been hampered. The Nets were without Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, Tyler Johnson. Shamet wasn't there either. So Harden, of course, one of the front runners for league MVP, he's averaging like 26 plus points and 8 plus rebounds and 11 assists for the Nets. So that's a very big hole, if you will, in the lineup not to have him there. I got to mention the women because if you haven't heard this, I talked about Baylor and their phenomenal win over Gonzaga. But the women had something to celebrate, too. Stanford holding off Arizona. Oh, sorry for my Arizona fans. I really thought Arizona had this, but Stanford they had it. They were the ones who got it at the end. However, it was a thrilling finish. Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer said she's got 600 text messages from people. And the last time the Cardinal won the NCAA women's basketball title, it was 8 months before the very first text message was ever sent. Isn't that crazy? I saw that stat somewhere. And that was in 92. And it was Stanford's second in 3 years. And how long for this third one? So a 29-year wait. But they did it. They held off Arizona's possible buzzer beater. So 54-53, and this was on Sunday when Wildcat star guard McDonald missed a shot again right before the buzzer, and then finally, you know, they could exhale, meaning Stanford could exhale, and it was a heartbreaker for Arizona. And certainly when you look at the score, the teams struggled offensively, but they both had great defenses, and that made the difference. So the Wildcat shot just 28.8% from the field, but still took the game to the buzzer in large part because of the Stanford turnover. So it was kind of an ugly win in a way, but doesn't matter. Win is a win is a win, and that is a very big one, my friends, for Stanford. But so I'm going to bring it back home to what we were first talking about when I jumped into the man cave, and that is, once again, congratulations to the Baylor Bears. Shockingly, spoiling Gonzaga's undefeated season, they win the national title. We'll see you again in the man cave. Hang through, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary.
It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm crazy about giraffes. I've spent some time behind the scenes in a couple of zoos. I've had that privilege because of what we do here. And also at a place called Fossil Rim, and they're just fascinating to me. So imagine a children's book where you talk about a runaway giraffe. You don't have to imagine it because the author of such a book is with us. Valerie Baker has written a book called Baby Raffy, The Runaway Giraffe. Val, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for asking me, Ms. Delaney. It's an honor.
Thank you. So let's talk about the idea of using the giraffe. What made you decide to use a giraffe as a main character?
I have two grandsons that are born in China. Until this pandemic, that's where they lived. And the older one, Elias, has a stuffed giraffe, and Jiraiya has a stuffed duck. Well, I wrote a book about the duck. And Elias says, write a story about me, Grandma, about my baby Raffy. And I said, okay. So that's where the thought came from, was his request for me to write a story about his stuffed giraffe, which is his best friend.
His stuffed giraffe, yeah. So tell us about Baby Raffy and what happens in the book.
Well, Baby Raffy is an adorable, precious little giraffe. And he, like our children, decides that he doesn't want to obey his parents or listen to what they said, and he doesn't like the boundaries they've given him. So he does his own thing, and by in his disobedience, he becomes lost. He falls down and gets injured, and then he can't find his way back home again. And he finds himself in the middle of the night with all these animals growling, which before he never realized were out there, and he's petrified. So Baby Raffy is written with human emotions. It actually came from real-life adventures that my family had on the mission field. And little Baby Raffy, he has fear. He shows fear, and he has victory. He has love. He has consequences for his disobedience. He has, you know, an attitude, just like our kids did, or actually like I do lots of times. But Baby Raffi is written for people, not just for kids, but for teenagers and just who we are and how what we do can affect other people and ourselves as well. Consequences sometimes are pretty rough. It has a good ending, but it's quite an adventure for Raffi as he's going through this, actually 8 months of his life. So you see quite a few things happening, and you see, that kind of looks like me, or that looks like, oh, for sure it looks like my husband.
That's hilarious. I love it. And for you, was it fun to do the book? Was it fun to come up with this idea, then just actually take it through the story? Because that's what children's books are, really good storytelling.
Actually, I wasn't going to write the book. I was like 2 years after my grandson asked me, lost his wife. COVID-19. And I was praying for my brother and his children. And in the end of my prayer, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, I'm a Christian, so I believe in hearing God's voice, said, I gave you a talent, Valerie, and you are not using it. And I'm like, okay, my talents are writing, storytelling, and being a speaker. And I said, okay, I'll do something about it. And I hopped in bed and I heard, well, so I got up and said, okay, tell me what you want me to write. And so in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I turned on my computer and just started writing with nowhere to go. I just started writing. And then I wrote every day for 1 hour. And at the end of 6 days, I had Baby Raffi, and I had no plan, no direction, no goal in mind, no thought of what it's going to turn out to be. But when I got finished with it, I read it and I went, oh, this is pretty good. I like it. So I sent it to some of my friends, and they said, oh, this has to be published. It's amazing. Not that it's amazing because I wrote it, because of who gave me the inspiration to write it. And that makes it an amazing story.
Wow.
That was it. Simple.
Wow. How crazy.
6 hours.
How 6 hours to do that. How's the family doing after the COVID loss? I'm so sorry about that.
Well, right after my brother lost his wife, a few months later, his daughter lost her husband. From the COVID. He got the COVID, and 2 days later, he died. So we're going through a double whammy here. So our family is really kind of torn up right now, but we're trying to stay strong. So they're chugging along the best they can.
Well, good. And you have such a positive attitude, and this book is about that. This book is about, it's uplifting, of course, and there's the lessons that you talked about in it. And again, the children's book is terrific. Baby Raffi, the Runaway Giraffe. Valerie Baker, that's who we're speaking with. And Val, I'm wondering, is there more books to come?
I actually am going to try to pump out another dozen books. I just found out I have macular degeneration, and which could lead to losing some of my eyesight, if not all of it. So this summer, I'm going to quit working like 2 months, and I'm going to just spend all summer just pumping out books as many as I can get out. And I have a couple of adult books I want to write. I already have one adult book done, printed, and it's out there, and I'm trying to get a few more. So I'm going to just spend the next 6 months to a year to 2 years and do nothing but write. That's my goal. The other goal I have is to meet this wonderful woman that I just dying to meet. Her name is Kate Delaney, and I want to just see her and get our picture together, because just like she does, I have a wall of heroes in my office, and I want to. And I already have a blank piece of paper with her name on it. So I'm waiting. That's one of my goals.
We'll make it happen. Don't you worry, Val.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're terrific. You have such a great attitude. I love it. And pick up this book. It'd be great for anybody. You think of the events you go to, and children's books are so powerful, and Baby Raffi, the Runaway Giraffe, and the best to your family, and good luck with all that writing. And we will definitely see each other sometime in the future. Thanks, Val.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. What an interesting conversation with Valerie. Giraffes, I've said it. I love giraffes. A couple of fun facts about giraffes that I've learned. A giraffe's neck is too short to reach the ground. Did you know that? Of course. Look at the giraffe. They only need to drink once every few days. I think people think that they're drinking all the time when they see them in a zoo or whatever. They can run as fast as 35 miles an hour over short distances, or cruise at 10 miles an hour over long distances. They are the tallest mammals on Earth. Did you know that? And I mentioned the neck being too short to reach the ground. Their necks are 6 feet long on average, which is why they need powerful cardiovascular systems. So they do have multiple hearts. Like an octopus or a squid, they have multiple hearts. Giraffes, the misnomer is people think, and I almost got you there, that they have two hearts. They don't. I've been asked that question a couple of different times because of my fascination with giraffes and spending time at Fossil Rim Reserve and having the chance to spend some time with them and pet them and feed them. And, you know, it's true. I mean, all the things that I just talked about, they are amazing, amazing creatures, I think. And the world's tallest mammal struggles to find a place to live. And so there are people that are trying to do whatever they can to honor the giraffe. And, you know, they can be preyed upon when they are in the wild, of course, by lions, leopards, spotted hyenas, African wild dogs. If they are out living in their natural habitats, they live in herds of related females, their offspring, or bachelor herds of unrelated adult males, but they're gregarious and they gather in large groups, and males establish social hierarchies through what they call necking. And it's so interesting to see this. And of course, the giraffe, just like Valerie did in her book, featured in a children's book, but they're also featured in paintings and cartoons. And I think there is a fascination. Giraffes are still found in numerous national parks and game reserves, but you know, there are approximately, this is the latest I have, there were approximately 97,000 members of the giraffe in the wild. 1,600 were kept in zoos, but this is back 10 years ago, the latest statistics that I had. And I mentioned that this is an animal that has some really interesting qualities and really interesting capabilities, and our fascination, I think, is widespread with the giraffe. So using the giraffe, brilliant, in a children's book. So hats off to Val for that. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.